Good afternoon. This is Martin Cook reporting for the Sunday Hour. I'm with Rowena. She was the pastor of the Wales United Church and has been for a while. She's now leaving the country. Rowena, where are you going?
Well, I'm only going for 3 months. I'll be back in the autumn. But I've been invited to be part of a World Council of Churches programme that is run by invitation of the churches in Israel and Palestine, where the local churches have invited the World Council of Churches to send people to accompany the local churches in their life and witness.
Okay, that is going to be very interesting, because in this area you will be aware the Diocese of Bath and Wells has a link with a diocese in Africa, in Zambia. So who knows, you might meet up with some of our friends in Zambia.
It's not probable, because I'm going to be living in an international team in a house in probably a Palestinian community. And the idea is to accompany the Palestinians who are living with occupation, but also to accompany Israelis who are working for peace. So I should be doing things like accompanying children to school during the occupation, when they've got to get past perhaps a strong military presence that they're intimidated by. I shall be going out perhaps to accompany farmers on the fields or to the olive groves, so that if there are Israeli settlements nearby and the settlers are coming down and appearing aggressive to try and put the Palestinians off their agricultural work, then we can accompany them, and hopefully that will mean that the aggression is reduced somewhat.
That's going to be a very, very interesting, time-consuming project. And I presume when you will come back, you will be able to set up things like PowerPoint and share it with the rest of us.
Yes, advocacy is a very big part of the programme. So already I'm taking speaking engagements for the autumn when I get back. And I'll also be producing a blog two or three times while I'm there, which will be up on the World Council of Churches website under the Ecumenical Accompaniment Programme in Israel and Palestine website, which means that people can discover things that are actually going to happen there.
Lovely. Thank you for your time today, Rowena. Mm-hmm.